And let's take 482.
Amend contract with Excel Tech Consulting, Inc. by $35,000 from $11,200 to $46,200 to include additional engineering studies, permit modifications, and contingency funding for dredge permits for Willamette Park boat ramp.
Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. This is on the regular agenda due to the Mayor's directive regarding contract changes. Although the increase is only $35,000, that is a 400% increase over the original contract, and it's due to the change of scope of work to obtain permits and placement of disposal of dredge materials in Columbia County. Emily Roth has been patiently waiting to tell you all about it.
Okay, Emily. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I hope you've had a little time to go out in one of our beautiful parks on this wonderful past couple weeks, but to talk directly about the Excel Tech contract. Excel Tech is a MWESB company. We directly contracted with them for $10,000 to complete the permitting for dredging and repair of the boat ramp at Willamette Park. Presently, because of the condition of the park, of the ramp, we have been getting a few complaints about damage to boats. So originally, we looked at the disposal of the dredge material to go into the Willamette River. However, we learned when we put in our permits that to go into the Willamette, we would have to go through a full endangered species consultation instead of a general authorization, taking a lot of time and much more money. Our next option is to put the dredge in the Columbia River. And to place the dredge in the identified site in the Columbia River, we need to meet a county permit requirement, which requires an additional study and permit modifications. We're requesting to increase Excel Tech's contract by $20,000 to complete this work and for a contingency amount of $15,000 in case the permitting agency requests additional information. Procurement rules allow for direct contracting with MWESB businesses for up to $50,000, so we are still under the limit for direct contracting. And even though this is a large increase over the original contract, we are still within the direct contract amount. So we're just asking to have this increase so we can get finalize these permits.
So you have that amount in contingency and available?
We do. We have all the money available through our major maintenance fund for parks.
Right,
other questions?
Good. Other questions, Emily? Great. Thank you very much. Anyone signed up on this item?
I did not have a sign-up sheet. Oh, I'm sorry. Lightning wanted to speak.
Okay. Come on up, Lightning.
I represent Think Lightning Company. My name is Lightning. I have a couple of issues. Number one, on dredging itself. Where this boat ramp is located, it didn't really say the last time it was dredged. As we know, when you do dredge in a certain location, you can have a tremendous amount of rainfall or a snow melt at the mountains, various other factors, how much they release at the dams, can actually move the silt in and out on a regular basis. So this is proposed at about $380,000 on the first go around. Then we have a 5 year of $260,000, another 10 year of $260,000. I say don't do the dredging. I say from an environmental standpoint also, you're saying there's contamination in the silt. I'm really curious what that contamination is. Is it mercury? What really is it? From my position on dredging is that we have other boat ramps such as up on Gleason that has easy access right now. We have other alternatives than using certain boat ramps, such as at Sundance. Rick Buck has a place facility. You can have your boats in there, and they'll lower the boat down in with cranes. They tend to have more deep water in that location. So we have a situation here of doing maintenance over time. And again, I may be at total disagreement that this needs to be dredged, because you can still get smaller boats in there. And one of the concerns I have is obviously for the salmon. I have concerns about them talking about doing a type of dredging here and taking it and putting it back in the river. My understanding, the only people that can do that is the Port of Portland, and they do that. They tend to do that for more commercial vessels, where I don't see how this fits into that. And I'm just curious how much income you're actually losing if people have to go up to another boat ramp and utilize that. Because, again, from my position, I'm anti-dredging. I'm definitely anti-dredging and putting the silt back into the river, because all you're doing is moving that from one location to another, and your contaminants are still flowing through the river. So I have some real concerns on this dredging project, and I hope from an environmental standpoint, and I hope from a necessity standpoint, does it really have to be done? Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Emily, would you like to address that concern, please?
We're addressing the environmental issues through our permitting with the federal, state, and local agencies. So we have had the dredge that will be removed in front of the boat ramp tested. It does have a slight amount of contamination, which does not allow it to be placed in Ross Island, which has a very high threshold for what can be placed there. However, the small amount of contamination that is in the dredge material is allowed to be placed in the Columbia River. So it has already gone through the whole sediment placement review team at the Corps of Engineers. So we have we've had that contamination removed. They have determined that it will not affect the Columbia River. The boat ramp at Willamette Park, we now charge parking for Willamette Park. It generates approximately $140,000 a year for money for Willamette Park, of which we put back into the park. So that is funding that Parks now does depend on for the maintenance of Willamette Park. Willamette Park is also the largest boat ramp for salmon and other park users in the city of Portland. So we do have a smaller boat ramp up at Cathedral Park, which also, but for the Willamette River in the Portland metropolitan area, Willamette Park gets the most use and is our biggest boat ramp facilities, and the boaters within both the city of Portland and within the region have contacted Parks many times about this repair. We are also partnering with the Oregon Marine Board for a grant that will help us pay for the dredge, so it won't all come from our general fund here. So we're hoping to get about $500,000 from them to do this. We'll only be dredging in the required in-water work window for the Willamette River from July to October, when the National Marine Fisheries Service has determined it is the least amount of impact to fish. So we are following all of the environmental rules and regulations that are required for us to dredge and to place dredge in the Columbia River. So it will all be done under environmental rules and regulations.
Thank you. Thanks. All right. Anyone else? No, Lightning. No, we'll have a debate.
It's one question.
If I could
just ask you,
it won't take 2 seconds. No. We're gonna have to move on.
So,
I know.
You're welcome to follow up with my office.
Follow up with Commissioner Fritz's office. Okay. Thanks, Emily. Thanks. All right. Then, emergency ordinance. Let's take a roll call.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you for your presentation. Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay. Now.